In Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, chapter 12, verses 7 and 9, we read these words. Paul says, "I was given a sharp physical pain." Then he says that he begged the Lord to take it away. And the Lord replied, "My grace is all you need." When we read biographies of famous people, usually they will have some form of handicap, physical, social, temperamental handicap that they need to overcome. Our heroes usually also have failures and foibles, just like we do. The great scientist and pioneer of modern medicine, Louis Pasteur, had a stroke at the age of 46, and he was disabled from that point onwards. The great composer Beethoven was deaf. The great evangelical Christian and social reformer, the Earl of Shaftesbury, was prone to periods of dark gloom and depression. And it's the same for ordinary people. We will have what you might call our handicaps. Maybe a young woman would badly like a child of her own, but for some reason she can't bear her own child. And then maybe a woman's marriage breaks up and the great love and stability of her life is there no more. Perhaps a man has a serious disability, and so he has to adapt his life to live with that limitation. Paul says to the Christians at Corinth, "I was given a sharp physical pain." The literal translation of the Greek is a stake or a thorn in the flesh. We're not quite sure what this disability was, but we do know it was a physical disability. It caused a lot of pain, and it was probably something that was intermittent. Dr. William Barclay thinks that it might have been chronic and occasional bouts of malaria, which caused very grave pain. I suspect that most, if not all of us, have our handicaps which we have to live with. And so, how do we deal with them? What is the grace which is sufficient for us to cope with them? Well, firstly, it's helpful to have a positive attitude. We should try and avoid a negative attitude and self-pity. It's no use saying, "Oh, I'd like to do something constructive and useful, but my disability prevents me from doing so." And we mustn't always ask, "Why did this afflict me?" and then dwell in self-pity. Probably few people get their first choice in life, and a lot of people have to do with second best and to make the best of their second choice. The great preacher H.E. Fosdick tells a story of a very good violinist who was doing a concert in Paris, and during the concert the A string on his violin broke, and so he transposed the composition and finished the piece on the remaining three strings. And life is sometimes like that. Our A string breaks and we have to finish on three strings. I would imagine a lot of you have heard of Sir Douglas Bader. He was a great fighter pilot in the Second World War. Before the war, Douglas Bader was flying and had a terrible accident, which resulted in a very serious injury. He lost both his legs, and he had to be fitted with artificial legs, and he was told that he'd never fly again. But Douglas Bader had a very positive attitude, and showing great determination and courage, he learnt to fly again, and he re-entered the RAF in the Second World War and became a very great fighter pilot in the war. Secondly, we need to accept ourselves as we are, including our limitations, and we need to use the abilities and the opportunities that we actually have. It's no good comparing ourselves with someone else and wishing we had their abilities. And so it's no good the berry bush, which produces good berries, being envious of the apple tree because the apple tree produces bigger fruit. And it's no good the apple tree being envious of the horse chestnut tree because the horse chestnut tree is taller and bigger. We need to accept ourselves as we are and use the abilities and the opportunities that we have. William Wilberforce was a diminutive man who had a poor physique. In fact, for 20 years, his doctor recommended the use of opium in order to keep heart and soul together, body and soul together. But nevertheless, William Wilberforce did more than any other Englishman to stop the British slave trade. And it could have been that his own disability helped him to sympathise with others who also were fighting against a very different disability. Jesus told a parable of the talents, and he says that a master had three servants. To one he gave five talents, to another two talents, and to the third one talent. And then he went away on a long journey, and wanted those servants to use the talents he gave them for his benefit. And when he came back, the servant with 5 talents had produced 5 more, the servant with 2 talents, 2 more, but the servant with 1 talent had buried his and simply retained the 1 talent. The master castigated the servant with only 1 talent for his laziness, but he commended and rewarded the servants with 5 and 2 talents because they had used them and doubled them. God doesn't judge us en masse. He judges us individually according to the resources and the abilities that we have. And thirdly, we are told that Paul has a painful disability, a sharp physical pain, his thorn in the flesh. And the Lord says to him, "My grace is all you need." Paul lived a very positive life, helped by God's grace. He lived it in the service of Jesus Christ. He preached the gospel. He built up the church. And not only this, it seems that he used positively that sharp physical pain. For Paul had had wonderful revelations about Christ, but he says that the sharp physical pain stopped him boasting unduly about the revelations he'd received from Christ. And when he begged Christ to rid him of his sharp physical pain, Christ replied, "My grace is all you need." In other words, he didn't take the pain away, but he gave him the strength to bear it. And sometimes our disabilities aren't taken away from us. We have to live with them. But God can give us his grace to live with them and to overcome them. Paul was told, "My grace is all you need." And this can apply to physical disability. There was a young woman who had an incurable and painful illness. A man came to visit her, and in order to try and help her, he gave her a book which he thought she would find helpful. And the young woman thanked him for the book, but said to him, "I know this book." And he replied, "Oh, have you already read it?" And she said, "I wrote it." That is the work of all-sufficient grace. God's grace can also help us when we face opposition and emotional trauma. Martin Luther King Jr. campaigned for civil rights for black people in Montgomery in the United States of America. He received threatening letters and phone calls, and after some time they got him down. They made him exhausted and fearful, and one night he got up and he prayed to God about it. And the voice of God said to him, stand up for righteousness, stand up for truth. God will be by your side forever. And that voice of God strengthened him to continue his campaign in the face of the hostilities, which also continued. That again was a work of God's all-sufficient grace. Most, if not all of us, during our lives are going to be faced with some form of disability. What matters is that we should accept the grace of God, which God offers to us. The grace to bear and to come through the disabilities. We remember that Christ said to Paul, my grace is all you need. Amen.